This is the opening market report for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Matt Bennett of AgMarket.net for our opening market discussion. Matt, what's happening with the trade in the grains?
Kind of quiet here today. Yesterday, of course, we had a nice little rally. I mean, ultimately, the market has been trading tariffs. It's aggravating, but, you know, we stepped off a ledge on both corn and beans, and that was predominantly due to tariff talk. You know, whereas yesterday, talking about rolling this back another month and maybe exempting ag exports and imports, you know, I think certainly was something the trade liked to see. But at the same time, there's still a lot of unrest. You know, I think being a Friday, you would expect maybe we'd give back a little of yesterday's gains. But at the same time, you know, I don't think anybody necessarily wants to be too short after such a sell-off, because it kind of feels to me like the market wants to recuperate some of those losses.
And Matt, just pure speculation, but do you think the administration saw that response from the stock markets and the overall markets? And do you think that played a factor into maybe kind of softening the stance a little bit on those tariffs?
I think it's possible, Mark, but to be totally honest with you, I kind of hope that that's not why they did this, because ultimately I think if they want to try to get these trade imbalances straightened out, there's probably going to have to be some pain at times, you know, to be able to get to the other side of this thing. So I don't want to see, of course, any hurt to ag country. It's super frustrating.
That was Matt Bennett with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next. Farmers, stop wasting time with accounting software that's not made for you. Ambrook has built a financial management tool for agriculture. Ambrook syncs to thousands of community banks so you can pull your transactions automatically. You can track the profit and loss of each of your enterprises separately, manage internal transfers between parts of your business, and pull categories right into Schedule F tax reporting. Ambrook, it's accounting software made for cowboys. Try Ambrook for 30 days free at ambrook.com/Iowa. That's ambrook.com/Iowa. May corn down a half cent at 463.5. May soybeans down 4.5 at 10.22¾. May soybean meal down $1.70 at 303.20. May soybean oil up 21 cents at 43.38. Chicago wheat down 6¾ at 547¼. Minneapolis wheat down 7.5 at 586½. Kansas City hard red wheat down 8 cents at 557¾. On the Merck, April live cattle up $1.02 at $197.30. March feeder cattle up 30 cents at $274.32. April lean hogs down 10 cents at $86.55. Class 3 milk up 9 cents at $18.38. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.